chapters, Matthew 17 and 18. These chapters show us both the majestics of Jesus and the humanity he calls to us. From a radiant moment on the mountaintop to quiet teaching about forgiveness and community, we'll see what the kingdom of God really looks like. If you ever wrestled with pride, struggled with to forgive, or wondered what true kindness means in God's eyes, this episode is for you. Let's begin. Segment 1. Transfigured Heaven on Earth. Matthew 17, 1 through 13. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up to the mountain. And what happens next is breathtaking. He transfigures before them. His face shines like the sun, and his clothes became drizzling white. Moses and Elijah appeared, and then a voice from heaven declares, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." This moment reveals Jesus' divine identity. Moses, the law, and Elijah, the prospect, point of Jesus as the fulfillment of both. The disciples are terrified, but Jesus touches them and says, "Don't be afraid." Reflections. This isn't a display of power. It is a reminder that Jesus is the glory of God in human form. And when we feel overwhelmed or unsure, his words still echoes today. Don't be afraid. Listener prompt. When was the last time you were reminded of Jesus' glory? Not just a savior, but a king. Segment 2. Down the mountain, faith in the valley. Matthew 17:14 through 21. Right after the mountain moments, Jesus returns to find his disciples unable to heal a boy possessed by a demon. The father pleads, "I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him." Jesus responds with urgency and compassion, reboot the demon, and the boy is healed instantly. Key takeaways. The disciples struggle because of unbelief. Jesus says, if you have faith as a small as a mustard seed, it is not about how much faith, but where it's placed. Reflections. It's easy to trust God on the mountain, but real growth happens in the valley where our faith is tested. Listen prompt. Have you ever had a moment where God stretched your faith in a hard place? Segment 3. Jesus predicts his death again. Matthew 17:22 through 23. Jesus once again tells his disciples he will be handled over, killed, and raised to the third day. Reflection. They don't understand it yet, but Jesus is preparing them for the ahead. Sometimes we don't get to the full picture either, but we do trust God's preparation us to. Segment 4. The temple tax and lesson in humanity. Matthew 17:24-27. When asked about paying the temple Jesus makes a quiet and profound statement. Though he is the Son of God and exempt, he tells Peter to go and finish. And in the fish mounts is exactly what he needed to pay for both of them. Key takes, Jesus models humanity and peace. He doesn't stir up unnecessary conflict. Even when he has every right to, instead he provides miraculously and gentle. Kingdom people don't always have to prove a point. Sometimes grace looks like humanity, not resistance. Matthew 18:1-5. The disciples ask, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus answers by calling a little child to him and says, unless you change and become like a little children, you will never enter the kingdom. Greatness is measured in humanity, not status. The child represents trust, dependence, and openness. What part of faith needs to become more children, not childish, but full of trust? Segment 6. Watch how you treat others. Segment 8. Radical forgiveness. Matthew 18:21-35. Peter asks, how many times should I forgive? Jesus replies, 70 times 7. Then he tells a parable about a servant who is forgiving a great debt, but refuses to forgive someone who owes him little. Key themes: we forgave because we have been forgiven. Harboring unforgiveness contradicts the mercy of received. Reflection question: is there someone you've been holding forgiveness from when Jesus has extended full forgiveness to you? Me, with all of this, I feel as though it helps everybody with love, compassion, forgiveness, unity. And we are taught a lot of things, but in the end result, God loves us for us. He's the one that made us the way we are. So for that, I am grateful for everything he has done. Closing prayer. Father, thank you for revealing Jesus, not just in power, but in humanity. Help us to live like citizens of your kingdom, full of faith, forgiveness, and love. Make us more children-like, childlike in our trust, more courageous in our relationships, and more generous in our grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been Bible Study with Chris Dre. If this episode touched you in any way, share it with somebody. Leave your comments and prayer requests down below. Thank you. Have a good day. God bless you.